It's Louise.
Louise, what can we do for you?
You know, I heard you guys talking about that day after pill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The morning after pill.
Yes.
Morning after it's pill, whatever.
Plan B.
That's abortion.
What?
These girls disgust me. If these skanks can't keep their legs closed.
Whoa. Back off. Look. Don't call them skanks. Condoms break sometimes. I mean, things happen. It's, you know, sometimes you are trying to be responsible. Things can happen. Things can break. I mean, don't come down on them, though. I wouldn't, you know, lump them all in that. If you're chewing them like Tic Tacs.
Well, how do they even know that they need it?
Because accidents happen, you know,
they wait and find out if there's an accident or not?
Well, because by that time, it could be a little late, don't you think?
Yeah, they don't want
then,
to have a child.
Then you're looking at, you know, terminating a pregnancy as opposed to
it
just...
It is still terminating a pregnancy. You guys are terrible for promoting this, for recommending that women go and take these pills and have abortions all over the place as if it's no big deal.
We're not telling them to.
We're just trying to educate people. I think that's better than being, you know, just...
Why don't you educate them to use birth control?
Well,
or maybe
mistakes happen. Because
maybe they should wait until they get married, and then if they get pregnant, then it's okay. Unwanted kids, there are so many people that want to adopt children.
That's a point that you're allowed to make.
No, you know, she's talking out her ass. Louise, I'm going to call it like it is. You're an idiot.
No, you're idiots. All three of you are idiots.
How many kids have you seen with snotty noses and they're not being looked after, dirty clothes,
they're not being looked
to take care of them? You know what? Maybe everyone should be procreating left, right, and center. Let's just bang kids out left, right, and center.
You know, if you're 2022, maybe you should be focusing on getting an education, finding a husband, instead of going out and having promiscuous sex.
You know what, Louise? Listen. How about I come over and help you paint your little white picket fence in your fantasy world? Because you're talking out of your ass.
You know, the world is going to hell, and it's because of you. All of you.
You know what, Louise? The world's going to hell in a handbasket, and maybe we'll just put the little unwanted babies in the handbaskets, too, and put them on people's doorsteps.
UConn.
And they'll all live happily ever after.
No.
Mother Teresa.
With 1.5 kids.
Okay, we won't need to be responsible.
I'm cutting this off right now. Mother Teresa, we'll let you go back. You sure you have church to go to? Let's see what other people think. I mean,
you're just going to get more people like you that think that kind of stuff.
Well, let's see.
And it's not right.
Okay, thank you so much, okay?
Louise, how old are you anyways?
I'm 27.
Well, it's too bad that the morning after pill wasn't invented back then, maybe 27 years ago, and we wouldn't be having this problem.
Nice.
Just wait. Louise, let me ask you one question here. You guys are freaking out. Do you have kids?
Yeah, I've got two.
You're 27. Are you married?
No.
Are you kidding me?
But at least I was responsible and I had the kids.
Well, listen,
kids, and I bet you they live in a real happy family with you, whack nut job, talking out your ass to them.
Well, you know what, Louise? You just said that people should not be fornicating before they're married, and you're just not.
It's being hypocritical.
And divorce is a real good thing, too.
Well, I waited till I was.
Oh, you must. Okay.
You have no legs to stand on.
Thank you so much for the call.
Apparently, back to lay down on.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.